Zoomer Radio, Paul McCartney and Wings. Paul announcing last month that he used artificial intelligence to help create what he calls the final Beatles record. Paul says the technology was used to extricate John Lennon's voice from an old demo so the song could be completed. It's set to be released later this year and is rumored to be a 1978 Lennon composition called Now and Then. This is the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. So, what about artificial intelligence to enhance or replace human voices, or maybe to write hit songs? Should these AI productions be allowed to qualify for Grammys and other big awards? Our guest is also a great friend to the show, award-winning music publicist and musicologist Eric Alper. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Never sounded better.
Did you not kind of freak out just a little bit when you found out that Paul McCartney said that they were using AI with the Beatles?
Because
I think in the beginning, he was just like, are you going to get John Lennon to start singing things that he never sung? But then he clarified that. And he said, you know, it's kind of like baking a cake where you separate the eggs and the butter and the sugar and the yeast, and you have them all in front of you, and then you can put them all back together again using AI to make a new cake. And I think that that's what's going to be happening now.
So, Eric, help us understand then, with that in mind, how AI may be incorporated into music which would be eligible for a Grammy Award.
Yeah, you know, there's a study that was done by a distributor in the U.S., and it turned out that almost 60% of artists are already using AI. They're using AI tools to create their album artwork. They're mixing and mastering their music. Almost three quarters of them are using it in production, like Paul McCartney is. And almost half of the people that were asked are using AI and ChatGPT for songwriting, meaning that if you go to ChatGPT and you say, can you finish this lyric, and you give them a couple of examples, they'll actually write poems and lyrics for you. And that led to the Grammys coming out a couple of weeks ago saying that only human creators are going to be winning and being nominated for a Grammy. So if you use AI technology to write your lyrics, you're not going to get Songwriter of the Year category, which means that AI will not be attending the Grammys in a Chanel dress or, you know, anything like that.
I imagine the Tin Man or something from, you know, there's just, right. we're picturing robots here. But the truth is, okay, so purists would suggest music must be human being generated. The Grammys saying the same thing, that you can get your music, your lyrics from AI, but then you can't qualify in the category where AI is used. Tell us how artificial intelligence can be used for good, Eric.
You know, it's one of those things where AI is used a lot when it comes to science and medicine, where AI is being able to have realistically the entire world's knowledge and spinning out an answer in seconds. In fact, that they're using it now for things like AI is being used for chess games, for instance, against the world's greatest players and winning every single game. It's kind of like having the world's supercomputer, but in seconds. And when it comes to music, it's really all good because we've used technology for decades. You know, in the 60s and 70s, there were computers that were being built for studios that would allow the sounds of orchestra to be, you know, used with the hit of a button. Drum sounds have really never been, you know, human in the last number of decades or so. Certainly that there's drummers, but, you know, producers clean up the music so it sounds perfect. And the more that people want this stuff, the more they're going to get it. Right. But what's interesting is, like, you know, when the Grammys came out and said that AI or music that contains AI created elements will be eligible for entry, but not necessarily for consideration for the Grammys, it's kind of like, do you expect the music industry, one of the most corrupt industries in the entire planet, to actually tell the truth? That's going to be really interesting. And it's not just happening in obviously in music, but, you know, film and television, it's kind of like their version of the green screen where, you know, the Avengers aren't really battling these robots and destroying New York City. It's all done in you know, the safety of a room with green screens, and then they just kind of superimpose all this action on top of it.
Right. The whole thing about the truth and reality, you know, reminds me of the 90s with Milli Vanilli. And, you know, how we all thought for how long that these two handsome guys were actually singing the lyrics. So this is just the evolution of that in a way, I guess, to try to figure out if it's real or not.
Yeah, you know, and the music industry has kind of had to contend with this. And I think most fans, they're not happy to be fooled, certainly in the way that Milli Vanilli were. But we all like to buy into things. You know, we know that Frank Sinatra or Elvis Presley never wrote the lyrics, but they sing so well and so authentically that it didn't matter who wrote them. Elvis on stage sung those words as if they come from his own, you know, hand. Mm-hmm. And so the music industry has long kind of sold the dream of the person that's on stage or the person on the album actually pouring out their own human emotions for it. This just takes it to another level.
Yeah, you sound like a super smart guy and tall and handsome. Is this
that's exactly
the,
it. Yep.
Is this the real Eric Alper, or
not
is
at
this
all.
A real? Not at all.
My wife is actually, I think, preferring the AI version of Eric Alper.
Listen, change is good, Eric.
We might just have to take the batteries out of that machine. I'm plugging very soon. It's going to bring unplugged a whole new meaning.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, listen, it's just added years to your marriage, my friend. Award-winning music publicist and musicologist, the real Eric Alper. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much for having me.